Blog Talk Radio.
No boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in much. Did you hang it up? Off the floor when you was in the crush. Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how when you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switching time zones with the 4-hour layover. Fifth stop, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. If you whip a Range Rover, no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. That don't sound right, shit don't act right. Guap won't stack right. At least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money buku. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come to. All of you gonna let money get crucial. But I won't excuse my behavior. A lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get run, then stack some major. It's do or get done over around here, player. Let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking for myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Your number one source for knowledge in the information age. High Frequency Radio Network.
bitches, man. right. I would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I am your host, So-El. It is an absolute pleasure to be here with you for another episode of The Foundation. This is The Foundation, and we are High Frequency Radio Network, where we understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as always, we are applying that correct information here at The Foundation. Today's episode is entitled, "Are CPNs Illegal?" Featuring Derek Private, of course. Shout out to Derek Private. He's going to be here a little later. But it's a controversial subject, to say the least. For me, you know, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. But, you know, for others, maybe they don't. And then you got different sources claiming different information with regards to credit privacy numbers. Found one of those sources. Absolutely what I would call hilarious. That's what I'll say. It's hilarious. It's a hilarious source. We're going to share that with you today here on The Foundation. So let's start off by doing what we do every single episode of The Foundation. Want to start off by saying all thanks, honors, and praises due to the creator and ancestors. For without them, we would not be here. I want to say big up, excuse me, shout out, salute, you know, everything and above to my big brother, the uncle of the conscious community, Yusuf L., High Frequency Radio Network creator, spcuniversity.com. If you're looking to do your secured party creditor dance, and that's not all. That brother got a bunch of stuff dancing over there. And as I always say, you know, I have multiple mentors. Indeed. One should always have multiple mentors. So check out the brother, Yusuf L. If you have not already, if you have not, and you're checking out the High Frequency Radio Network, and you're checking out The Foundation, but you're not checking out Yusuf, that's amazing. Tell me how you did that. I would like to know. But check out spcuniversity.com. Make sure you check out welcometothefoundation.com. Make sure you sign up for that email list. Make sure I keep talking like this. My bad, y'all. But the email list is important. Make sure that you sign up for it. Due to the fact that we have a lot of things going, a lot of things happening, transpiring, moving and shaking, you know, doing a dance. And fundamentally, you can keep up to date, not only with the shows, the show topics, things of that nature, but you will get exclusive offers, exclusive content, and exclusive event VIP dances. You are signed up for the email list. We're going, you know, we're doing a dance, and we would love if you were to join us here at The Foundation. So sign up for that email list. Thank you very much. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Also, check out that PDF section, because that's a lot of documents, a lot of information that we saw people charging for on the internet. So we said, you know, that's what's going on with that. Let's Let's luxuriously remedy that situation, if you understand what I'm saying. So, you know, and not all of them were being charged for, but it's a lot of information with regards to what we talk about here at the foundation and otherwise, you know. You know, we, hey, disclaimer, you know, we nay. The views expressed in the PDF section does not necessarily reflect the views of the foundation. And so, L, you understand what I'm saying? So that's you do your dance. But it's a free dance at the PDF section. And welcome to thefoundation.com. You should check it out. You can also check out the education section. We have the Foundation Trust Primer. Over 18 documents handpicked by yours truly. If you're just getting started with regards to these trust dances that we do over here, private dances, going private, moving to the private. I got my 9-8 number. What you gonna do with it? You know, 9-8 number is a foreign trust EIN. Is it? I didn't know that. Grab that trust primer at welcometothefoundation.com. That's what you need. Get your bearings with regards to what this, you know, what we doing over here. And then moving forward, you can grab that Foundation Trust series, part 1, part 2, and part 3. It's visual, PowerPoint presentations, Supreme Court case citation in guns, the bangerhouse, hit you with the bangerhouse. And then we got, you know, Black's Law Dictionary definitions. There's no theory in the Foundation Trust series. I didn't mean to do that, but it happened. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you grab those, you know, really, really puts this stuff into perspective. It really allows you to research on your own and determine whether or not what you are hearing is fundamentally substantiable or not. You know what I mean? Yada, yada, yada. So, you know, Foundation Trust series. And then, you know, if you're doing a dance, Passport No Social, you're going to do a dance with that one. Part 1, part 2, Chris L. came through and just basically put us on to what he did to get his. Part 1, how you get it. Part 2 is how to use it. And that's that Passport No Social. Part 2 was called Shake and Bake Layup back in the day. I'm bringing that back. Part 2, Shake and Bake Layup. Because you shake them and then you bake them. And then you blah, blah. You do what you were doing. But you can check that out, all of those, at welcometothefoundation.com in the education section. Also, you can find our, what you got, the what do you call them, the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, welcometothefoundation.com. You can book a consultation, and you can make a donation. Once again, I'm going to say it one more time, welcometothefoundation.com. And then we move on. Peace to all the listeners. Per usual, you know the routine. All the live listeners, live callers, MP3 listeners, archive listeners, what you got, live internet listeners, podcast listeners. I don't know. Some of y'all just be listening to how you listen to the show. I don't know, man. Well, how'd you get it? I don't, it was just, you know, it was on my phone. What kind of phone you got? I don't know. It's an Android OS. An Android OS. But I heard the show, man. However you check out the show. Hey, peace. Definitely peace to you. And definitely want to say peace to all the trustees in private trustee training here at the foundation and anyone who is gaining their private education otherwise, you know. Definitely want to say peace to you. And last but not least, peace to anyone that we have come into contact in any way here at the foundation. Email list, you know, email well wishes, current event, just saying what's up, asking questions, calling in, you know, raising your hand. However you're doing it, definitely want to say peace to you, you know. Are CPNs illegal? We're going to get into that. Let's do a dance. Here at the foundation, we definitely got the, you know, the soft launch that we want to talk about here. It's the membership area. What do we call it? Members area, the private side of the foundation. it's a beautiful thing. We put a lot of work into it. Real quick, I want to say thank you to all of you who have, you know, participated in the soft launch. I know, you know, there's not that many slots available right now. And there's people that are emailing and they're saying, hey, man, I want access to the private side of welcometothefoundation.com. And I'm like, because it's, you know, we're launching and we don't want a bunch of people to have a bad experience. We want a few people to have a great experience while we're figuring all this stuff out. The actual launch, the hard launch, whatever you want to call it, that is coming soon. In fact, I would be saying that that's coming within the next week. And particularly, what officially announces the hard launch is the availability of the automated tier one or silver tier trustee training that we got. So it's fully automated. It's videos. You get access. Once you sign up, it shows up in your private side under my private education. And it's a course. It's lesson by lesson. It's audios, but it's in video format. You can pause it. You can rewind it. You can go as fast as you want. You can go as slow as you want. You can do it as many times as you want. It's a beautiful thing. It's something that people have been asking for years. And honestly, it's something that we had to build it from scratch. It had to be 100% built from scratch. It's not like, some kind of template or something that you get from GoDaddy or something of that nature. It's you know, fully functional. I'm really excited about this. You know, it's one of the coolest things I've done, to be honest. But it also fills a need for, you know, the audience, the family here at the foundation. And it's the most affordable trustee training we've ever offered here. It's crazy. And you know, the automation, the artificial intelligence, this stuff is allowing for things to be done. And I know I talk about AI and, you know, I talk about a lot of this technology probably in a negative light, or it seems as though, but it's not. It's just, you know, I'm bringing awareness. And I think the awareness allows you to make choices so that you're not subject to certain types of things, such as AI, like losing your job and stuff and being stuck. Like, what do I do? But as far as like what it can do, and not to say this is AI, like it's not, we can't afford AI, but it's functionality, that allows for the automation of a training to turn it into a course in such a way to where it doesn't lose the integrity of, you know, trustee training here at the foundation. Now there's obviously a gold tier training and a platinum tier training. And, that's more what I would say hands-on. And, really when we do the hard launch of the private side of Welcome to the Foundation, we will, you will see in your members area, you know, the descriptions of the different tiers of trustee training. And, you know, right there, you'll be able to sign up. Also, we got a free course, the history of the public education system. Just when you sign up, all you got to do, it says free course or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it says back in your members area. But there's a free course. You can grab that for free. You know, we're still giving people that sign up, you know, access their very own, you know, Foundation Trust Primer. And that's in your back. It's in your back office. I call it the back office because, you know, you can get the business done back there. You know what I'm saying? And it's really cool. I think it's really cool. The year it is, right? So it's technology day. So, you know, everything is measured by clicks, time. You're going to spend a good 2 minutes. You're going to spend a good 2 minutes in there. No, I'm just playing. It's a lot of functionality. We're going to continually add to it. add to the courses, add to, you know, the material, add to the education. It's a wonderful thing. It's beautiful. So, you know, if you're interested, shoot me an email, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, and we'll get you squared away. We'll get you sorted. You know, we got some more spots every week, more spots open. And we're going to keep doing it like that. Also, you know, next month, November 11th, we're in San Diego, California. If you're, you know, interested in tickets, email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. But we are going to have a landing page where you can just grab it, you know. Grab and go. $250 per person, $350 a couple. It's going to be beautiful, luxurious. I mean, it's going to be illustrious. You know what it is. I look forward to meeting y'all and, you know, and kicking it, y'all. We're going to get down, right? So it'll be good to be back in Cali. It's been a while, you know. Definitely been a while. But RCPN's illegal. Let's talk about it. But first, you know the dance, right? Let's get into these current events. Let me grab this right here, this current eventer. I got this current eventer. You know what it is? It's called a web browser. CNN Business. Markets post the worst first half of the year since 1970. And they're saying we're not in a recession. But okay, so U.S. stocks closed down with the S&P 500 printing its worst first half of the year since 1970. The close marked the end of the second quarter, during which investors grappled with the uncertainties of geopolitical unrest and high levels of inflation. The Dow and S&P 500 closed at their worst three-month period since 2020, while the NASDAQ ended at the worst quarter since 2008. And of course, stock buybacks set records. $281 billion and $985 billion respectively. So these are, you know, these are companies, corporations that are, you know, basically the company's buying its own stock back. Apparently, today's current events are sponsored by All Bad Entertainment. Apparently, Eurozone economy likely contracted in Q3 amid waning demand. This is Reuters, London. Eurozone economy probably shrank last quarter, according to a survey which showed demand fell in September at the fastest pace in almost 3 years, as indebted consumers reined in spending in the face of rising borrowing costs and higher prices. All bad. Moving forward, you know, I'm trying to get Derek Private. My brother's here. CNN Business, the private sector added just 89,000 jobs. That's dope, right? Far below expectations. I guess not. U.S. employers in the private sector added an estimated 89,000 jobs in September, a much lower total than expected and a potential indication of a sharp pullback in the labor market, payroll processor ADP reported today. The September tally landed well below economist estimates of 153,000 jobs added, as well as August upwardly revised total of 100. Jobs added. It's the slowest pace of job growth reported by ADP since January 2021. And that's a big oops. What we got here? Uh-oh. And as I was saying before, you know, as states and, you know, the federal government go broke, things are going to be put on the table that before, you know, maybe a few years ago, would seem kind of crazy. CNN Business, a landmark tree bill. Okay, I'm just going to say tree. Tree bill is headed to the Senate floor. Y'all know what I'm saying when I'm saying tree? You know, the reefer? New York, CNN, my uncle would say, hey man, he's a reefer. I'm like, his name was Eddie Lee. My uncle's name was Eddie Lee. The Senate Banking Committee approved a historic tree banking bill last week that breaks barriers between financial institutions and tree companies. You know, like, man, this dude talk about, like, tree companies, like tree. Just listen. The Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation Banking Act, which aims to resolve a longstanding financial deadlock that forced tree-related companies to operate using only cash, will now make its way to the Senate floor. Iterations of this bill have been presented in committee since 2015. Blah, blah, blah. It's not going to happen. Oh, this one will happen, though. As the tree market flourishes across the United States, federal legal ambiguity has hindered its potential, making transactions an all-cash risky affair. This is what they're saying, the RIFA. They're saying it because it's all cash, is risky. So now we're you know, to alleviate the risk, we're going to, you know, let the banks, you can open a bank account for your tree business. I think it's good, but I also say there's a reason behind that, the RIFA. And it's taxation. Broke. They broke. The U.S. is broke. The states are broke. Look at the budget. Look at the numbers. Look at the, you know what I'm saying? Check them out. Reuters.com, U.S. services sector growth slows. Only moderately, though. The U.S. services sector slowed in September as new orders fell to a nine-month low, but the pace remained consistent with expectations for solid economic growth in the third quarter. So don't worry, it's going to be solid economic growth in the third quarter. The survey from the Institute for Supply Management today also showed services sectors inflation remaining elevated last month and employment slowing only gradually. The economy's resilience. They're just going to keep saying that, because if they keep saying that the economy is resilient, then you'll believe it. How many times do you have to repeat a lie before people be like, all right, cool, cool, cool. 18 months after the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates to cool demand suggests the monetary policy could remain tight for some time. Growth estimates for the third quarter were boosted by other data showing motor vehicle sales picking up in September after hitting a speed bump in August. A strike by United Auto Workers could, however, constrain supply and slow momentum. I mean, the world's on strike, I feel like. But yeah, there you go. CNBC mortgage demand drops to the lowest level since 1996 as interest rates head toward 8%. And think back to 96. If you weren't born yet, 96 was a good year. Pre-9/11 was a good year. You know what I'm saying? But like 1996 specifically, you know, wow. People didn't want houses in 96. It was not cool. Mortgage rates just continued to climb higher, taking particularly a large leap last week. As a result, you can write better than that. As a result, total mortgage demand fell 6% compared with the previous week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association seasonally adjusted index. Quote, mortgage rates continued to move higher last week as markets digested the recent upswing in treasury yields. As a result, mortgage applications ground to a halt, dropping to the lowest level since 1996. End quote. This is Joel Kahn, MBA's vice president and deputy chief economist. The purchase market slowed to the lowest level of activity since 95, actually, as the rapid rise in rates pushed an increasing number of potential home buyers out of the market. End quote. I think Khan's telling the truth. What y'all think? Y'all think that dude, Khan? I like his last name, Khan. Joel. What we got here? This is, what is this? New. This is Gallup. Fewer Americans back businesses wading into current events. I don't know. The woke companies, what y'all think? I don't get into that business. But The fact that they're writing about it, I don't know. CNBC, Clorox says sales and profit took a big hit from a cyber attack. Clorox warned that its quarterly sales and profit took a big hit, largely due to a cyber attack that significantly affected operations. We paid ransomware. I'm sorry. What was that? The Pine Sol and bleach maker said the attacks continued to hurt production. Scattered Spider, a group of hackers tied to recent cyber attacks on casino companies, MGM and Caesars, is suspected of being tied to the August attack on Clorox, Bloomberg reported on Wednesday. Clorox said it's still assessing what effect the hack could have on the current fiscal year and beyond. We're going to hide behind this cyber attack for as long as we possibly can. Hush, hush. And it's a hacker group. The hacker group, they got us. Reuters.com. Citigroup outlines layoff process, reassignments, in overhaul. Citigroup managers are reviewing staff rosters to determine by November who will stay in place, be reassigned, or laid off. I'm going to go with laid off for 400, please. This is during its biggest reorganization in decades, according to a global memo, sent to staff today. Quote, some roles will change, new roles may be created, doubt it, and roles that do not fit our new structure will be eliminated, end quote. This is Sarah Wetcher. She over here wetching on people, man. Who continued to say, quote, this next layer of change is scheduled to be announced in November, end quote. I like that. Hey, man, we're going through layers of change. This next layer means you got to go, man. You know, it's kind of like how a snake sheds skin to grow. In order for us to grow, you got to go. Sorry, bro. Layoffs, and more layoffs. I want to see the new positions that are created, though. I'm gonna see if I can follow this story. I already forgot. What was the story? Reuters.com. Why a rout in government bonds is worrying. They worried, man. I'm telling y'all they worried. The world's biggest bond markets are in the throes of another rout as a new era of higher for longer interest rates takes hold. In the United States Treasury market, the bedrock of the global financial system, let's think about that for a second. Thought about it. 10-year bond yields have shot up to 16-year highs. In Germany, they touched their highest since the 2011 Eurozone debt crisis. Even in Japan, where official rates are still below zero, bond yields are back at levels seen in 2013. Because government borrowing costs influence everything from mortgage rates. Did you know that? For homeowners to loan rates for corporates, there's plenty of reason for angst. Blah, blah, blah. I'm scrolling through. I'm doing y'all a favor real quick. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Many investors and traders are taking note. Markets are increasingly reckoning with interest rates staying high. With inflation, check this out. Wow. With inflation, excluding food and energy prices, elevated, and the U.S. economy resilient. They keep saying this resilient word, man. It seems like a plant. It seems like they planted this word. It's called resilient. Y'all watch out for this word called resilient. Who put this word here and everywhere? Check this out, though. I'm going to reread this. With inflation, excluding food and energy prices elevated, you trying to tell me food and gas isn't elevated in price right now, family, fam, then you do the, you know, you all know the look. When, you know, you squish your lips to the one side. Come on, man. You trying to... Central banks are pushing back against rate cut bets. Traders now see the Fed cutting rates only to 4.7% from 5.25% currently, which is up to 4.3%, which they anticipated in August, man. That's compounding worries about fiscal outlook following August's Fitch U.S. rating downgrade, citing high deficit levels, man. They're going to downgrade you because you got high deficit. They're talking about the government, yo, the United States. Downgraded the credit. Higher deficits mean more bond sales just as central banks offload their vast holdings. So longer dated yields are rising as investors demand more compensation. Many investors were also betting bond yields will drop, so are extra sensitive to moves in the opposite direction. Basically, it's a sell-off. Why does it matter? U.S. 10-year Treasury yields have risen to their 230-year average for the first time since 2007. Dutch bank data shows, highlighting the challenge of adjusting to higher rates. Bond yields determine government's funding costs, so the longer they stay high, the more they feed into the interest costs countries pay. That's bad news as government funding needs remain high in Europe and in the U.S. especially. Slowing economies will limit how much governments can unwind fiscal support. Higher yields are welcome to central bankers doing some of their work for them by raising market borrowing costs. U.S. financial conditions are at their most restrictive in nearly a year, a closely watched Goldman Sachs index shows. Bottom line, as bond yields stay high, it makes the cost of borrowing high. Governments are borrowing at crazy rates. The interest on the debt already is over $1 trillion. These fools is over $33 trillion in debt. And you know, but here's some good news. You know, if you hate returning packages, Uber will now do it for you. CNN Business. I like how they say Uber instead of like Uber drivers. Like they might be a self-driving Uber mobile. Whoops. Uber is looking to help with a much dreaded chore: returning packages. The rideshare giant unveiled a new product update today that takes some of the pain points out of the return process, allowing users to request an Uber to specifically drop off their e-commerce packages at a local post office, FedEx, or UPS outpost, man. The new feature is aimed at helping the large number of online shoppers who need to return purchases but hate the process of doing so. Nearly half of consumers would prefer to sit in rush hour traffic than make a return via mail, according to a February study from the National Retail Federation, cited by Uber, with 79% of under 30-year-old shoppers describing mail returns as, quote, somewhat or very annoying, end quote. But returns are an unfortunate part of consumers' lives, with an average of 16.5% of retail sales returned. Uber's newest tool, aimed at tackling the problem, is part of Uber Connect, the company's existing service that lets users send items from local delivery. With just a tap of the button, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to advertise that, but I mean, crazy if that's not crazy, man. SoftBank CEO says artificial intelligence will reach general intelligence within 10 years. This is CNN Business. Why does this matter? What does that mean? SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son said he believes artificial general intelligence, or AGI, artificial intelligence that surpasses human intelligence, will be here in almost all areas within 10 years. So they're going to say these robots are going to be smarter than humans. Speaking of SoftBank World Corporate Conference, Sun said he believes AGI, or artificial general intelligence, will be 10 times more intelligent than the sum total of all human intelligence within 10 years. He noted the rapid progress in generative AI that he said has already exceeded human intelligence in certain areas. Quote, it is wrong to say that AI cannot be smarter than humans, as it is created by humans. He said AI is now self-learning, self-training, and self-inferencing, just like human beings, end quote. Sun has spoken of the potential of AGI, typically using the term singularity, to transform businesses and society for some years. But this is the first time he has given a timeline for its development. He also introduced the idea of artificial superintelligence at a conference, which he claimed would be realized in 20 years and would surpass human intelligence by a factor of 10,000, man. Whether he's right or not, I think that's something to think about, man. But, you know, that's it for current events. Let's jump into the show. Check it out. Yes, welcome to the foundation. I said that like we just came back from break. From the sponsors. The sponsor, what is the sponsor? Sponsor is All Bad Entertainment. Those current events were All Bad. I appreciate y'all checking out the show. RCPN's Illegal. That's what we're going to discuss. I have the benefit of being able to welcome both to the foundation, to the show, to the episode. Welcome to the dance. A good friend of mine, I would say, you're a good friend of mine, right? You're a good friend of mine now. Derek Private.
Yes, sir.
You a good friend?
Good mentor. Oh. Absolutely.
I like to hear that, man. Appreciate you. How's it going, man? Appreciate you joining the show. We talking about RCPN's Illegal, man. And it's a pleasure to have you with us, man. How's everything been going, bro?
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on. You know, everything is everything. Doing the dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you for coming back.
But we were talking off air a little bit, and I think it's time. I think it's time to talk about the question. Are CPNs illegal? What do you think?
No. No, they're not. And the reason, all right. So, again, thank you for having me on. So, you know, we got a good response, you know, from the consultations we had from the last time I've been on the show. But, you know, when we were talking to everybody, you know, they seemed kind of hesitant. And, you know, they were worried about if it's illegal or not. No, they are not illegal. And the article that you were referencing, any article that you might pull up on Google, YouTube, you're going to see a lot of hate, a lot of fake stuff out there from agents talking about CPNs are illegal, don't use them, you know, and that's just not the case. You know, we have so many references that, you know, one from the FBI saying that they're legal. But if you go into it with good intentions, clean hands, and not try to burn your CPN out, you'll be fine. There's just a few rules you have to follow, and other than that, you'll be fine. It's just like, building your regular credit profile, you know, as opposed to a CPN. There's nothing different but a few rules.
All right, damn that. Okay, so I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Is that cool? You good with that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, as far as devil's advocate goes, you know what I'm saying? I'm reading this article, man. It says, you know, look, this dude got a website. And his website is like fraud. So it's talking about fraud, right? And the title of the article is, I bought a legal CPN. Here's what's happened. Here's what happened. Right? So I'm reading this stuff, right? And, you know, it says, you know, he's got, he's talking about credit repair companies and credit CPN companies, right? And I guess he's putting CPN with credit repair companies, and I get that, okay? So that's kind of, you know, whatever. But my man said they're making money. But my man said, like, this is how CPNs are legitimized. And he's got number one. He says they're legitimized by the Bank Privacy Act of 1974. And then he says that celebrities and Obama use them. And then he says... the FBI states it is legal. He says that they claim that the FBI issues CPN and that the FBI maintains that they are 100% legal. The FBI, of course, denies this. The fact is CPNs are not legitimate, so each of these claims is 100% false. So he said he went and he ordered a CPN and, you know, but let's I want to talk about this, man, so... The man said that the FBI denies the fact that they're legal. What happened? What do you say to that, man?
I mean, first of all, who is this guy? Second of all, we don't know where he got his CPN from, or even if he got one at all. You know, I can't speak to if Obama received one or not. I don't believe the FBI hands out CPNs either, but hey, I'm not sure. Where he got this information from, I'm not sure. But, you know, as I discussed last time on the show, if you go to the FBI report, the fraud, 2008 FBI fraud report, footer number 35, it clearly states right there, out of the FBI, you know, from the FBI stating that they're legal. So, you know, that article or whoever this guy is kind of contradicting. You know, if you want me to go over it again, I can. But anybody out there who's listening, just Google FBI 2008. Fraud report, mortgage fraud report.
Yeah, there you go. Mortgage fraud report.
Yeah, and you'll see it right there.
So, okay,
And also in the article, he doesn't state, you know, how to use it. And I think that's the most important thing is how you use your CPN.
Okay, so. And I'm gonna jump off the devil's advocate side and jump on the correct side of this matter. And I'm gonna point out that he says they claim that the FBI issues CPNs and that the FBI maintains that they are 100% legal. And he says the FBI, of course, denies this. I would like to qualify that that is a false statement because the FBI does not issue CPNs. So, you know, and then, and the connection, and that the FBI maintains that they are 100% legal, you know, yeah, so that's kind of like a special way of writing it. And, you know, when you write it like that, that is false, but, you know, the FBI does not issue CPNs, man. And of course, line 35, footnote 35 of the mortgage, FBI mortgage fraud report, 2008. Credit privacy numbers are 9-digit file numbers that follow the same algorithm as Social Security account numbers. Currently, federal law allows individuals to legally use CPNs for financial reporting and protects those individuals who do not wish to disclose their SSAN. And this is from the FBI website. You are correct. This guy goes on to state that, you know, he went to buy it, he bought it, and he did a verification, and that, it came back to be a actual Social Security number issued in 2009. And, you know, in the article, he doesn't state where he, you know, what service he used.
Mm-hmm.
But he did describe, like, the subsequent emails he was receiving after he signed up. And then, you know, he subsequently did admit that, you know, he actually didn't use it. He didn't do anything with it.
Right.
He just wanted to see, you know. I guess, go through the experience for content for, you know, the article that he was writing.
Well, I mean, well, if he didn't use it, then, you know, he doesn't know if it was going to work or not. And, you know, that's the reason why, you know, we're doing this show again is, you know, to, you know, inform everybody out there who's listening and know who we're affiliated with a company that's been doing this for 15 years. Over 1 million clients. I've used them myself. Never had any problems. 100% money back guarantee if anything ever happens. They will honor that. I don't know where this guy's getting his information from, but I would like to know.
I do. In the mortgage fraud report, I read it. They were talking about how CPNs were being used to obtain mortgages and then, you know, default on the mortgages. Credit cards were being obtained with credit privacy numbers, and they would, you know, run up the balance of the credit card, and not pay it off or not pay it back, not make the payments. And this type of activity is definitely going to, you know, contribute to the views that, you know, CPNs are illegal. There's been a lot of illegal activity that has been transacted with CPNs. You know, people have gotten CPNs with a different name on it. I think that is highly suspect, you know. If it's not your name associated with the CPN, sounds like identity fraud to me, identity theft. Like, you stealing people's names. If you ain't got a claim, it's wild. You're like, ooh, I got claims to the trust, the name trust, man. Unless you put trust in the name, like, and then burn up the CPN for what it is anyways, it's not going to work. But, yeah, you know, a different name, that's a red flag. Get away from me with that dance. I don't want to hear that dance. I don't want to see it.
Right.
I don't want to be around it. I don't want to hear music that is played when you do the dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, and that's why, you know, with this process is, you know, why we're doing the show again is to, you know, just let the listeners know, you know, where to get, you know, your good CPNs from. And, you know, we're not out here telling people to misuse it or burn your CPN out or do any fraud with it, because if you go into it with the intentions of just burning it out and not paying it back, then, you know, you're going to get what's coming to you. And we don't, at least I don't advocate that. You know, you have a second chance, you know, to do what you want to do with that. You know, make good use of it. Don't burn it out. And I think that's another reason why there's so much misinformation out there, is because of that reason. You know, a lot of people take advantage of it.
I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree. Because, you know, this is the foundation, and You know, we discuss going private, using private structures, and privacy in and of itself. CPNs are definitely a topic that is broached here at the foundation. And the bottom line is what I want to say is, you know, to use a CPN in addition to a social, maybe you have some federal benefits or whatever, Social Security, I don't know, you know, whatever. Or instead of a social, which is, you know, preferential for a lot of people, you have two options. You can do it illegally or legally. Are CPNs illegal? No. The use of CPNs illegal? No. But there is illegal use or fraudulent use of CPNs. Is it fraud to get a trade line? No. Is it fraud to not pay back the balances or the debt incurred by use of a credit privacy number? Absolutely. We do not support nor recommend that type of behavior.
Absolutely.
Get a CPN, you build it slow, build it naturally. You know, some people, they want to get trade lines or primaries or whatever. That's going to cost, but ultimately, you're looking to get larger approvals faster. If you don't have any financial discipline, you're going to get yourself in trouble. If you don't have a plan, you don't have a business plan, you don't have an investment, you don't have any discipline, you don't have any delayed gratification, if you haven't refined yourself, you're going to get yourself into trouble. Hands down. It's not anything to play with. Credit is not, debt is not anything to play with, because debt is slavery. Debtors are slaves to the creditors. So, you're going to be slaves to a corporation, it's a credit card company or whatever. But ultimately, there's a proper way to utilize these instruments, and then there's an improper way. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Incorrect information correctly applied can get you hurt. So it's important to understand, you know, I think, you know, this is what I wanted to say, and I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but, you know, I feel as though, you know, it's important. There's illegal activity, and there's legal activity regardless. CPN is just an instrument. It's all about how you use it. You can use a hammer to build a house or to kill someone's dog, and either way, you're going to have to deal with it. So, you know, Mr. Private, are CPNs illegal?
CPNs are not illegal. Use it correctly, you'll be fine. Do not apply for any local, state, federal benefits or privileges. Now you're mixing public and private. That's one of the four rules that you do not want to do. They don't do it, we don't do it. Stay away from that. Go into it with a second chance. You have a chance to, you know, build any business you want, you know, any passion that you might have. It's a stepping stone. You know, it's a stepping stone, you know, for a new life, a new chapter in your life, and to do all the things that you always wanted to do if you can just maintain it right, you know? And that's the important thing I think that people need to understand. You know, I don't believe Bill Gates and Elon Musk are worried about their credit score. So, you know, I think it's just a stepping stone to get to where you want to be.
I agree. You know, with any power becoming yours, the responsibility becomes yours as well. And you know, CPN is one of those. It's definitely one of those. So what you got? You still got the affiliation with, you still plugging people, you still plugging the fam, you still doing consultations, and then, hooking people up so they, do the dance correctly and they don't get scammed and they don't get an actual social security number from some child that was born 5 years ago or something. You still got the plug, man?
Yeah, the company that I'm affiliated with, they're, not issuing dead people's social security numbers, baby social security numbers, or, clean CPNs, and yes, we still have them. They have a Cash App available, 20% off. Everything is still good. We have more than just the CPNs as well. There's just a whole bunch of information, period. You have your trade lines, business credit, grants and loans. It's just, a lot of educational material, not just about CPN, but about business, period, and how to make that transition from the public to the private. And, that's the goal here. So, yeah, we still got the plug, and I encourage everybody who's listening, admin at welcometothefoundation.com, book your consultation. We'll talk to you and get you right.
I like that. Full disclosure, there's no affiliation with me and this company. Just because, no funny dancing or anything, I already had a CPN, man, so ain't gonna get another one. So, I just want to let the audience know, there be no assumptions or anything. I checked it out. It's legit, I wish this company, I wish I knew about this company when I did my dance with the CPN, because it was much more involved, and man, this, I'm gonna be honest, man, I spent over $2,000 on my CPN. I'm just telling y'all the truth, man. And that was just because I wanted to make sure it was legit, and I knew it was legit, and I knew the man wasn't playing. And I was referred to this guy. He came as a referral from someone who had a CPN and showed me and logged into, their things and was like, yeah, this, So that's why I did it. But yeah, I paid over $2,000. I paid over 2 stacks for my CPN.
Wow.
Not even gonna blame you. 100% truth. 100% truth.
Right.
100% truth. Straight up. And it was very valuable to me. I rocked that jaw, blah blah blah. So yeah, I think this right here, man, I wish I knew about this, in 2015, what I'm saying? I really do, before 2015, honestly. But I wish I knew about this, in 2015. This would have helped me a lot. So,
Right.
That's why I appreciate you coming on the show, man, because this is definitely one of them dances where I'm like, man, you kind of hate on, man, that's all you paid, man? And then just, I like the old heads, man. I paid over $2,000 for mine, man. You're like, well, you a stupid old dude. Like, you dumb old timer.
Yeah.
We got this over here for the shouty low. But, yeah.
That's probably what they were going for back then, When that information first come out, it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
I mean, CPN's been along since way before 2015, though.
Right, right.
I just knew, I'm going to be honest, man. The man had a, because it's shut down now. The man had like a used car dealership, so he was merging them in-house. That's why. Like, I knew it was rocking, and he was like, yo, when you get it, it's already merged, and if you want. He was, man, this is how he got shut down. Man, should I be saying this? Man, look, I ain't going to say that. He got shut down. He got shut down. But, it's not illegal to merge the joint. You know what I'm saying? So I can say that.
No.
But yeah, they came try merch. And the other dancer he was doing, I was like, I'm cool, bro, but good looks on this. And I kept it moving. But my man had some extra dances that, you know, Salt wasn't shaking with, you know. Wasn't trying to, you know, the choreography was suspectacular. You know, it was not happening. I was like, well, oh, no. Oh, no. And then what? And then you send me the bread? Oh, I'm cool, bro. That's thanks, though. You know, yeah. Hey, I'll keep that in mind. You know, stuff like that. I remember that.
Right.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, you know, I could bring the information to your listeners, you know, to you as well. And, yeah, full disclosure, Foundation doesn't have anything to do with this, not affiliated with them. It's all me. I'm not afraid to talk about it at all. Like I said, you know, I'm affiliated with this company that's been around for 15 years, over 1 million clients.
I don't know. I mean, you on the show, so the Foundation is affiliated, you know, in this way. I'm just saying, full disclosure, I haven't gone through the business and obtained a CPN, you know, from this company. I wish I was able to. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a client, is what I'm saying. I'm full disclosure. So L is not a client of this company.
But
for sure, man. Appreciate it. You got anything else? Like,
no problem.
Anything else on the way out you want to say? Because we got about, I don't know. We're going to stream, though, if you down. But we got about 3 minutes left live.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we got the event coming up in San Diego, 11-11-23. Come check us out. You know, so we'll be hosting the event. You know, I myself will be there. We'll have a lot of things on display, a lot of information, you know, that the listeners need to hear. And, you know, same thing as the Atlanta event. And we hope to see everybody there. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Get your tickets. Get them now while you can.
Yeah, man. The How Can I campaign. This is what... You know, we're breaking barriers. We're teaching, you know. Secrets, man. Underlying secrets and principles with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Normalize campaign, the How Can I campaign is in and of itself, you know, a movement.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're going to be there, man. And, you know, as far as the audience goes, y'all, definitely look forward to seeing y'all again and or meeting y'all for the first time. You know what I mean? It's gonna be cool. I'm happy to be doing events again after the panorama. You know what I'm saying? The pokes and the wow wow. Yeah, man, I'm happy you're gonna be there. That's what's up. It's gonna be luxurious, you know. We're gonna get into real money, we're gonna get into trust. Asset trust, we're talking about LLCs, talking about private banking. We're going to get into all that. Private family foundations, business credit. It's going to be a more luxurious time. We might have some special guests. I'm just happy to, you know, I'm happy to be going back to Cali. I will say that. Look, I'm really happy to look forward. I'm happy and looking forward to seeing everyone, you know. So, you know,
exactly.
How Can I campaign event? Yeah, November 11th, 11-11, San Diego, California. Yeah. Email us, admin@welcometothefoundation.com for the tickets, blah, blah. And, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming back on the show. That's cool, you know. I think, you know, that was a good idea to address, you know, this topic from this angle, you know, are they illegal? And then, you know, just showing ultimately the legalities and the illegality, you know, that's what's up, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Real
anytime,
quick, we got about
anytime.
60 seconds. You want to call in if you're listening online. If not, you will be disconnected. I will stream a little bit. 563 999-3616 is the call-in number, 563-999-3616, otherwise the blah blah and the bloop blooks. Because, you know, and I, you know, I'm trying to say it early and earlier because they were like, somebody was, I can't remember, who was it? Like, I tried to call in and it was too late, but it wasn't too late because you had just said it. So, yeah, sometimes.
Call in.
But, yeah, that's what's up, man. So, anything else that you want to say about, you know, the CPNs or something before we bounce?
Not really. I think we went over everything. You know, you call in, hit us up, get that consultation. You know, if you're already a trustee, there will be a discount for the consultation, for sure. Other than that, man, call in. Don't be hesitant about it. There ain't nothing illegal about it. As long as you go into the situation with good faith and clean hands, then you're all good.
Yeah, you're going private, too. I will tell you this, you know, you're looking to go private, you're going to open, set up your trust, your private estate, you're going to open a checking account for the trust, and you think you got that 9-8 number, and they're not going to ask for a social at the bank to open up that trust account, you are sadly mistaken. To remain essentially, truly private, you need a CPN or you need an agent that is delegated authority on behalf of the trust by way of board meeting resolution and minute to go in there. Like, you know, an agent, a U.S. citizen with the, you know, with the Social Security number to go open the trust account. They will have dispositive authority, care, custody and control of the funds of the trust. That's on you, though. Most people are not
right.
Are not comfortable with that. Most people are not, and what? You know, it stops a lot of people in their tracks. They, oh, I got to use my social to open up the private checking account for the trust. It's not private if you had a public bank. The structure's private, but the account isn't. And yes. They're running through check systems. You writing bad checks, Kaiden checks, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe any banks money. Check system is like the Equifax for banks.
Right.
They talk to each other. Hey, man, this brother over here wrote bad checks, was bouncing checks. He actually owes us $500 to close his account. Wow. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you ever got a closed account with a negative balance and went to try to open another account, was another bank, and they were like, nope. And they, like, send you a little paper in the mail after a week or so or whatever. Never happened to me. A friend, I watched it, but it never happened to me. But, yeah, check systems, man. You know, CPN or an agent, I don't see any other way of doing it. Some people are like, well, you know, opening the bank account without the Social Security number. Well, how'd you do it? Well, get all weird.
Right.
That's cool.
Well, but, you know, if you sign trustee training, you know, we have material to get you through that and get your confidence up to handle situations like that. So, you know, sign up, trustee training, portal access. We have some more invites available, I believe. I'm not sure, do we?
For what, the portal?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 10 more.
Okay, yeah, we got 10 more. Yeah.
Yep.
Sign up. You know, we got all that education material to build your confidence up and help you get through that, man. So check us out.
Hey, man. Derek, private man, appreciate you coming on the show, man. Thank you very much for, you know, being willing to assist in the education of the audience, man. That's what we're here about here at the foundation, you know, just laying that groundwork, laying that foundation. So, you know, the most luxurious of luxurianism can be erected on top of this foundation. And, you know, anytime that you give your time, your energy, your expertise to the audience at the foundation, man, you have my most humble appreciation and gratitude, man. So definitely want to say thank you for checking out or checking in again here at the foundation, man. It would be great to have you back again, but you know, until next time, bro, man, be safe and keep moving, man. Keep doing your dance, man. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate
thank you for having me on.
Oh, man. No problem, man. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right.
All right, man. Peace.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Derek Private, once again, thank you. You know, I appreciate, you know, not only, you know, bringing information to the audience, but also not having to talk the whole show just by myself. Believe that. Used to do a lot more guests and stuff. Maybe I'll get back into that. But as it stands, you know, that was, I feel like that was a great episode. So thank you, Derek Private. Yes, indeed. We will be in San Diego 11/11/2023. We would love to see you there. $250 per person, $350 a couple. Trustees, y'all got y'all deal. Email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, if you want to take advantage of that. And you know, we got 25% off. There's like the first five people that grab a ticket after the episode, you know, and we're live, so you know, once we're off the air, 25% off, first five people who grab a ticket. That includes couple ticket, you know. Don't think it doesn't. So yeah, 25% off, first five people after the show. See you in San Diego. We also have the private side of Welcome to the Foundation to match the public side of Welcome to the Foundation. Two more private invites were made available. If you're interested, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Love to see you, you know, signed up. And, you know, start getting your private learn on at your pace. We have the Silver Tier Foundation Trustee Training, fully automated, at your own pace. Pause, rewind, fast forward. Just check it out over and over again. It, you know, whenever, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, noon, 4 p.m. on your way to work. All of these things, you know, it's in your pocket. It's actually one of those it's an app, you know, you can have it on your home screen, the foundation with the logos. It's dope. And you will be able to learn trust administration and get set up so that you can begin to reestablish your private estate. It's a luxurious thing. You know, shout out to you for, you know, for over the years requesting over and over you know, this format of the training. Very excited to bring it. We're going to launch it, you know. it's heavily dependent on me, so you know, I will say it'll launch by Friday. The Silver Tier at your own pace private side of the foundation training. Most affordable trustee training ever offered by the foundation. Email me, admin@welcometothefoundation.com, if you want your private invite to the private side, the private membership area of the foundation. It's only available there. That's the only place you can get it. Silver tier, trustee training, gold tier, platinum tier. We also got the retainers. You know, that's going to be for people who already have their estate set up. They already have a business. They already have an LLC. They're looking for ongoing assistance, ongoing consultation, ongoing direction. That's going to be, you know, the foundation retainer. And, you know, all that stuff's going to be available on the private side of welcometothefoundation.com. Exclusively on the private side. You can't get the most luxurious automated training for trust administration that ever existed on the planet without being a private member of WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. So email us, admin@WelcomeToTheFoundation.com, if you're interested. We got 10 more invitations available. November 11th, we will see you in San Diego. First five people to get a ticket after this show, 25% off your tickets, man. And that's going to be luxurious. I will see you in San Diego. The How Can I campaign. It's a beautiful thing. But with that being said, I appreciate y'all checking out the show. You know, we coming up on 8 years. I've been on the High Frequency Radio Network for almost October? In 3 months, it will be 8 years. Wow, that's dope. That's amazing. And it couldn't have been in without y'all. So I trust that y'all learned something on this episode of The Foundation, RCPN's Illegal. I trust that I will see you in San Diego on November 11th. I trust that you will enjoy the private side of Welcome to the Foundation when you email us at admin@WelcomeToTheFoundation.com to get your private invite. And I trust that I will see you next week on the same frequency, high frequency radio network, the hottest radio network on the planet. I'm your host, So-L, that's Seeker of Truth L, Speaker of Truth L, and it has been my absolute pleasure to invest this time with you today on The Foundation. Y'all have a great week. Enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night, as it is very important. And I'll catch y'all next time. Peace to the gods.
High Frequency Radio.